just a couple of days away now from the Broncos making their regular season debut against the Bengals, and also just a couple of days away from head coach Josh McDaniels making his head coach debut. Coach, in the first you've experienced since being named head coach of the Broncos, another one coming up. It's got to be a special week for you.
Yeah, it is. I think it's a special week for our organization. You know, our football team's got a lot of new pieces and parts to it. And we're looking forward to beginning our journey and trying to make this team whatever we can make it, and take it to as high a level as we can. There'll also be a lot of people there, family and friends of mine that have supported me and helped me get to where I'm at now. So I'm looking forward to sharing a special day with them, and hopefully we can top everything off with a victory.
Well, a lot of work goes into that journey. I want to thank you for taking the time today, and thank you, fans, for sending in the questions. Let's get started, Coach.
You got it.
First one comes from Adam in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He's wondering, how you feel about the roster the team built and how difficult was it releasing players who were here for training camp in those 2-a-days?
We feel good about the roster. As a coach, you'd love to keep 80 guys, because you see how much blood, sweat, and work they put in, to try to make the football team and improve your organization and give you a chance to win. So selfishly, you'd love to keep them all. It is a difficult process as a coach to have to tell a guy that you're going to kind of go in a different direction and that his journey with your club is over, at least for the short time. It's part of the job. It's something I understand that you have to do as a head coach, but we feel good about the guys we have left.
Something you and all the teams across the league had to deal with. And Jesse from Lakewood, Colorado, coach, is wondering, coaches often stress winning division games. They talk about why that's so important.
I think, obviously everything starts with your division. You play them twice. That's a key ingredient to making the playoffs, and you, as over the years, you get more familiar with those division opponents than anybody else. You know their players better, you know their scheme better, they know your players better, they know your scheme better, and those games are often very difficult to get away from either team because you know each other so well that they're always close. So if you can focus on winning those 6 games, even though you probably know most of them are going to be tight, it's going to give you a great advantage and a great opportunity to make the playoffs.
2 weeks until we face Oakland, first division game for the Broncos, and 2 game days between now and then. Michael from Centennial, Colorado, right down the road here, is wondering, has your game day experience changed now that you're a head coach? We had 4 of them in the preseason. And what do you like most about game day?
I love game day in general, that you kind of get this nervous, anxious feeling in your stomach. And in some ways it's kind of twisted because, that isn't a good feeling all the time. But football season kind of brings that out of everybody. In terms of my game day experience now, usually, as a play caller in the past, you focused on the game plan and you focused on how we're going to start and all those things. And as a head coach, you got to be more aware of the entire roster and how you're going to handle this if this comes up on defense or special teams. And you're just going through last minute adjustments. And then on the sidelines, you're going to try to stay on top of everything. You hire good people and you hope they can do a great job for you. And it's your job as a head coach to try to maintain, some type of balance between all 3 phases of the game and then hopefully do it successfully.
Probably not a good thing if you don't have that anxious feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no way. I mean, you go to game day in the National Football League, you're competing against the best in the world, the best players, the best coaches. It's going to be a tough challenge every week, and that's what you love about it.
Well, in a couple days, you have a chance to maybe test out pregame traditions, if you have any. And AJ from Toronto is wondering, do you have any pregame traditions and maybe something you say to players or do personally?
I like to go over early on the early bus and just get to the stadium. Being in the stadium on game day in itself is a great experience. Just walking in when there's really nobody in the stadium, walking out onto the field, just kind of looking and surveying the territory and what's going to happen and what you're going to, spend your next 3 or 4 hours doing, I like to have quiet time. I like to go back through the game plans on both sides of the ball. And then if there's any last-minute reminders to coaches or players, I like to make sure that I feel comfortable that they're on the same page as I am. And that's kind of how I spend my pregame. And once the game kicks off, you just go.
Let's take a step back for a minute, Coach. Pedro from Claudio, Florida, is wondering, what are you looking forward to the most during this, your first year as a head coach?
I just think as a head coach, you're hoping that your team improves constantly. You know, we took some strides in the spring. We made progress in training camp and during the preseason games. And I think now that the regular season hits, you don't just stop that. You know, you want to improve and build on whatever you do in week one and week five and week eight and the bye week and all that. And you hope you're playing your best football at the end of the season. And as a head coach, I think you got to really stay on top of your coaches and your players, that whatever it is right now, we got to make sure that it's better than that down the road. And improvement's going to be a big goal for us.
Well, with all the places the team could fly to tomorrow, last question, Coach, let you go with this. How special will it be finally to make, you talk about this Wednesday, to make your debut as a head coach in your home state where you start playing football?
It's special. Like I said, my mom and dad will be there. My wife's going to be there. My kids are going to be in the state. My brother, both of them actually, because my younger one's on the staff here. You know, and a bunch of family and friends that have helped me get to where I am right now. And like I said, I look forward to sharing that experience. It means a lot to me that people want to share my experiences and my job with me and Laura and the kids. Hopefully we'll do a heck of a job on Sunday and win that game and make it sweet for all the people that are going to come out and support us. And most importantly, start this season off right with our team. So, you know, Ohio plays great football. I know that because I'm from there. And I know the rich tradition they have there in Cincinnati. And we're gonna go try to put our best foot forward.
Well, Coach, good luck. Thanks again for taking the time today to answer a few questions from fans. And fans, next week we'll speak with Andre Davis. So get your questions ready. Coach, thanks again, and we'll see you in Cincinnati.